get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Kaloran strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trace.
I get lost in your words, it feels so good.
Good evening, good evening. Hello, hello to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. Welcome to all of our guests coming into the call query. Thank you so much for being here. And to all of our guests, as always, about midway through our program this evening, you can press 1 on your phone to let me know that you would like to speak with my very special guest this evening. And for those of you who are just tuning in, my very special guest this evening is author, speaker, but most of all, she is a loving mother. Miss Toni Hatton is here with me this evening, and let me give you a little look inside of Toni's world. Toni Hatton, the attractive thinker, was inspired to document her story, and don't be afraid, he's preparing you. After her firstborn was diagnosed with bilateral retinoblastoma, which is cancer of the retina in both of his eyes, by the time he was 5 years old, the decision was made to have his eyes removed in order to save his life. He went from having normal eyesight to being totally blind, all within 24 hours. That's right, I said 24 hours. This story was not only about how God's presence was with her during the most difficult times in her life, but also how those trials were his way of preparing her for what he had purposed for her life. With that said, I'm going to bring Toni on the line, and I just want to say that first of all, welcome, Toni, to Healing Through Hurt. Thank you so much for being here this evening.
Great day, Maria. It's so good to be here. Thank you so much for the invite. I so look forward to enhancing your audience tonight, you know, with the story, you know, that you're talking about. And just as much as it has affected you, you know, I trust that it will be a source of support and encouragement and enlightenment to your audience, you know. So I'm here to support. Thank you so much for the invite.
And thank you for being here. And, you know, let me elaborate a little bit further about how Tony and my path have crossed. Several years ago, it must have been 2005 or so, I met Tony at an establishment I was working at, and we struck up a conversation. I don't even know how, but she had shared her story, and she told me about her book. And we conversed for a while, and she left, and then a couple days later, before I had left that particular job, she had come back, and she had an autographed copy of her book. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier before the show, and I said, you know, Tony, this must be the first edition of the book because I know that it was very early on when I had initially met her. And we were a few months ago, back in January, I believe, we were at a function together, and when Tony walked by us, I knew her face. And I said, okay, I know her from somewhere. I need to know where. And I had come home, and I said, you know what? I don't know how it hit me, but I had gone to my library, and I started looking through all of my books, and lo and behold, there she was, because your initial book, your picture is on the front of the book. And that's when I knew, and after that, I reached out, and here we are to hear this story and sit back, everyone, and prepare for this journey, because I tell you, I remember Tony from 2005 or so. So we're talking about 9 years ago. Her story touched my heart, mind, spirit, and soul then. And it just so happens that by divine intervention and timing, here we are again, 9 years later. So wow. With that said, let's just jump right into the program because, oh, what a fantastic journey you have been on. So I guess we can go back to the very beginning. You had this beautiful, beautiful five-year-old. He was wonderful 1 minute, and then I believe it was around October 17th or so of 1987, you got the news.
So, Maria, you know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this story. It's such a pleasure meeting you. And when you reached out, you know, and connected with me, you said we walked past each other, and you knew me, but I had no idea who you were. And it's just amazing, like you said, how things come full circle. So it's very purposeful. I want to say to your listeners tonight that if you're listening to this program, then it's a defining moment in your life. This is no ordinary radio program. It's no ordinary story being shared tonight or something that you're listening to. I want you to really pay attention and take note because, and again, you know, have paper and pen in hand because this is very important. This is a defining moment in your life. This is very defining. What is a defining moment? An opportunity, a time, a space and time in your life whereas something is interrupted, your normal routine is interrupted, and it's an opportunity for you to become awake, fully awake, to make another decision, to see something a different way, to make another choice. You know, and I just want to let all the listeners know that it's an amazing thing when you can see things more clearly than you've ever seen them before. And yeah, that's exactly what happened. You know, Maria is talking about, I mean, and I understand the topic of your program tonight is healing through hurt. So I want to, you know, share how the experiences that you've been through in your life, you know, they may have, and a lot of times we go through things, we want to run up out of them because they hurt so bad and we can't wait for them to be over. But one of the things that I learned was I had come out of this situation, but I didn't come out with great substance, so I had to go back through the rubble of my past and pick up the gems that I had left behind because that was what I was supposed to serve to the world. You know, what Maria is sharing with you tonight is a book that I wrote, Don't Be Afraid, He's Preparing You. And I wrote that book as a result of an experience that I had with my 10-month-old son. He was diagnosed with cancer of the retina. And by the time he was five, we had to have his eyes removed in order to save his life. this past Thanksgiving, he turned 27 years old, and he's gone on with his life, you know, as a result of that, you know, showing him how to see without eyes. It enabled me to show people with eyes how to see. And, you know, as a radio host, I host radio here in Baltimore and Spirit, 1400 AM, the Attractive Thinker radio program. You know, it's where I dispel myths and expose the truth behind vision and wellness. You know, vision, being able to see beyond what you're looking at. That's real vision. You have a lot of people out here with eyes yet cannot see. And that's why we start and stop and we hesitate and we talk ourselves into and out of the things that we desire, and we're praying for the same thing year in and year out when it doesn't take God that long to do anything. And two things he revealed to me as a result of this experience that I had, that people with vision need support from a coach, you need support from a positive circle of influence. So I created both. When I realized, because I watched my son, and if you're listening tonight, I really want you to pay attention to the thing that you ran up out of, the thing that you're in, or the thing that, you know, hurt you so bad, broke your heart, hurt you so bad that you don't even know that you can get up. I heard somebody say one time, Maria, I've been down so long that I never even considered getting back up.
Right.
The thought never crossed my mind. So here we are, you know. I'm a young mother. This is my firstborn son. You know, I asked God for him, and I asked for a boy, you know, and I had my prayer answered. My prayer was answered. I had a baby boy. And, you know, I like Maria, you know, you have a copy of the book. The first chapter of the book is really, you know, that diagnosis, October 17, 1987. I thought that my world was turned upside down. What was the point in living? What was the point in going on when I couldn't have what I really wanted, or I couldn't be happy, or I had to, you know, face such adversity at such a young age? And I had gotten to the point, I said, well, you know, this is a baby, you know. This is not going to happen, you know. What purpose would God have in allowing this to happen to a baby? That's not going to happen. And then he lost the left eye. And then I said, you know, okay, that's done. We can live with, okay, he has one eye left. We can live with that. And then he lost the right eye. So my question to the listeners tonight, what do you do? What did you do? What will you do when life doesn't show up the way you thought it would, or turn out the way you thought it would, or, you know, your well-made plans don't lay out or pan out the way you hope they would? What do you do? And here's the thing, Maria. I say this all the time on the air, and I share this with my clients. You have to know who you are before life shows up at your front door. Because that's why a lot of times people waver. And that's why they throw their hands up and they give up and they walk away, because they're not sure who they are in the midst of life. I say this all the time. Life is not going to stop happening just because you decided to get a life, just because you decided to, you know, do something with your life, or start a business, or write a book, or, you know, really get yourself together. Life is not going to stop happening. Life doesn't care that you got your head screwed on straight now and you want to do the right thing. You know, you have to know who you are before life shows up at your door. And because, you know, here's the deal, Maria. This is not something that I could have walked through alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you can be strong enough for. It's the way it fell on me, the thing that really got me through, was a knowing. It was a knowing, and I just refused to believe. I just refused to not remember. I just refused to feel like a victim.
Right.
That's the thing, you know. And I did a audio series on that. Are you a victim or a victor? You know, a victim would say, like I said in the beginning of the book, and here's the deal. This is what I want your listeners to understand. In the beginning, you're human, and you're going to experience crying and frustrated and throwing your hands up and not knowing what to do. But because deep down inside you know exactly who you are and whose you are, you get yourself together. It doesn't take you long to get yourself together. That's the difference. You said, well, Tony, did you cry? Yes. well, Tony, did you sometimes feel like God was on your side? Yes. In the first part of that book I wrote, I felt like the devil was getting me back. I felt like the devil had slapped me in the face. I felt like God was getting me back for something. I felt like nothing good would ever come my way. I thought that I would be sad all my life. I couldn't see a sunny day. I couldn't see a bright day. I couldn't, and I had to reduce my life to a moment.
Right.
There was no, you hear people say, take it day by day. That was too much for me. 24 hours was too long to ponder, is he going to live or is he going to die? Is he going to see or is he going to be blind? Am I going to live long enough to raise him? Because I knew nobody would treat him like I would. 24 hours was too long to consider all of that. So I had to reduce my life to a moment. This is a good moment. Yeah, he's playing with his toys. That's a good moment. He's happy. That's a good moment. We're not in chemo right now. That's a good moment. And then night fell and the sun rise and we're in another day. And moment by moment led to week by week, to month by month, to years by years. And I kept holding on, you know? Going back and forth to the doctor, 6 straight weeks of radiation, having to leave my job early, getting flack from my boss. I'm like, do you realize my son is unto death? I just want to leave 30 minutes early so I can take him to get chemo. Is that okay? You know, going through trials like that, you have to be strong. You have to be strong. Sometimes when life shows up at your door, you don't even have time to cry. You don't have time to think about you, especially when it comes down to your children. You know, you have to be tough. You have to be strong, and you know, and you have to understand. Like I said, it goes back to knowing who you are. When you know who you are, plenty of times I look up to heaven. I say, God, I feel so lost, but I know you know where I am. Come and see about me. You know, and here's the deal, that faith is a powerful thing. It's something that you can't, it's not tangible, but it's something that's so powerful. Your faith and putting works to your faith and understanding that although you may not see anything happening in the physical realm, something is happening in the spiritual realm that's fortifying you and him.
Right.
You know, all along when you're going through something in your life, you may not be able to explain it or process it. But when you know who you are, you can breathe through it.
Right.
Moment by moment. And I say, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah. I know that you were on a roll and the people are already starting to press the button to talk to you. One thing that you said, though, you know, my thing is, and I just come to discover that a lot of people, you know, don't think in the worst-case scenarios, the what if. Everyone lives in the moment. And, you know, sometimes I think that that plays a big role in the fact that people don't understand that, you know, what if. I studied law in college, so, you know, we think in that realm of the what ifs and all of the scenarios. Mm-hmm. That's how we are taught to think. But in layman terms, you know, most people don't think of what if my child gets sick? What if this happens? What if that happens? Mm-hmm. And then when it does, you know, people are lost. So I'm loving what you're saying tonight because you're bringing it, you know, real and raw. And, you know, that's exactly what, you know, my tagline for the show is real people, real stories, real hurt, real healing. And one of the things that I believe that people do need to understand is, you know what, people, you have to look beyond the here and now. You have to, in some way, you know, it may never happen. Lord forbid it does, but in the event that it does, do you feel as though sometimes people need to prepare themselves, not saying that it will happen, but not understand, I guess, that it can happen? You know,
it can happen, and it can happen to any of us. Nobody is exempt from life. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. And you know, that internal struggle in the beginning of the book where I was talking about, that was because I was struggling. It's just like you're in an ocean of water and you're struggling to breathe. I was struggling to breathe. I knew that life was just at the tip of my nose. If I could just get my nose above the water, that I could breathe. And you have, see, it's at these times, these are defining moments. They're just, mm-hmm. This just didn't happen in my life just to be happening. My relationship with God was being developed, and it was at this particular time that he was showing me the greatest amount of love.
Right.
Because
right.
People think love is when you feel great and you're in love and things are going great. And, you know, but this was a kind of love that I wasn't familiar with, Maria. I wasn't
mm-hmm.
familiar with that. I remember the night before the final surgery, I tell people the only reason my son doesn't have one of my eyes today is because the doctor told me, because I asked her, I said, give him one of mine. She said, Mrs. Hatton, we don't have the technology to put the optic nerve back together once we cut it. It's too many little nerves in there.
Right.
That's the only reason he doesn't have one of my eyes today. You know, and that just goes back to what a mother wouldn't do. And somebody listening
right.
on your call right now may say, I did all that I could do, but. I did all that I could do, but it didn't turn out the way that I wanted to, or it was, you know, it wasn't enough. And I
mm-hmm.
say this all the time, you know, we as mothers, we weren't intended to be everything to our children. If that's the case, then what do we need God for?
Right.
I believe that God leaves a hole in all of us that only he can fill. You know, and you might be listening
yeah.
and say, but I did all that I could do. And after you've done all that you can do, there is no more. You have to leave it into the hands of God. Because I had to get to the point where I said, you know what? He came through me, but there's another God. There's a higher power who's watching over who brought him here. And I have to trust that he's going to carry him on.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know, so many of us, we do feel as though we can carry it all by ourselves. And as you said, that's that love that surpasses all understanding. That's
mm-hmm.
that unconditional, that true, divine, unconditional love. And when
mm-hmm.
we are at the end, when we have given all that we have to give, that's
mm-hmm.
when that particular love kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, call us 6152. I'll bring you on air in one moment. Call us 6152. I will bring you on air in a moment. But, you know, as a mother, oh, my goodness,
mm-hmm.
24 hours, everything changed in a blink of an eye. Could
mm-hmm.
you elaborate more on how you, I know that that must have been, you know, that 24-hour period, I've spoken to so many people who say, you know, that's when they feel as though God had forsaken them or turned his back on them. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to progress in this for all of the listeners, and you're going to understand how this all plays in. But in the beginning, we as humans, we tend
mm-hmm.
to feel like everything inside has been ripped out into the open air.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
did you feel when that moment, when it became a reality to you that, you know, this was actually real? It was happening to
mm-hmm.
your baby, your precious,
mm-hmm.
innocent baby.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have
mm-hmm.
that why him, why me, why us moment?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. No doubt about that. And I mean the total human experience. I remember when he was like 6 months old, I
mm-hmm.
was, you know, a brand new mother and a brand new baby, you're observing, you're noticing everything. We would take him back, of course, when a baby is born, goes back and forth to the pediatrician every 2 months. You know,
mm-hmm.
so he's there regularly. If you notice a mole, you know, you're asking the pediatrician, oh, you're a new mom, don't worry about that, he's going to be fine, da da da.
Right.
So I said, his eyes are wandering. His left eye is not following quite like the right eye. He says, oh, he's an infant. His eye is going to take a minute to adjust. He's going to be fine. And I didn't pay anything to it. I was a new mother. And I thought that exactly what he said would happen. And when Kevin was 10 months old, October 17, 1987, we were preparing to have a picnic. It was a bright, beautiful, sunny day. It was a Saturday, and we were going to have a picnic. We were going to go to the mall, and we were just going to enjoy the outdoors, me, my husband, and the baby. And I was getting him dressed, and the sun shined through the window. It hit his face just enough for me to see straight through his eye. And I said, you know what? Okay, this is what it looked like. You know how you take pictures of people and you get them back, sometimes the eye is red?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my son's eye looked like to my natural eye versus on a picture, like on a film. So I said, while we're out, let's just stop by an ophthalmologist. Now, this is Saturday. I didn't know of any eye doctors that were open. So I went through the phone book, and I found an ophthalmologist. I said, while we're out, let's just stop by. That day changed the course of my entire life. So I go into the doctor's office, and she dilates his eyes, and she sends us to the waiting room. We come back into the office. She looks at him. She dilates his eyes again, sends us back out. The third time she dilated his eyes and sent us out to that waiting room, I gave that baby to my husband. I went outside of the office at a phone booth, and I called my mother. I said, something is wrong with this baby. I said, something is wrong with my son. Oh, no, don't jump to conclusions. Wait till you go back in there and see the doctor. Don't say that. So we go back in. And I'm sitting in the chair where they do the examination, where it's the same chair you would sit in if you went for an eye doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in this huge chair with this baby on my lap. And the doctor walks over to the light switch, and she cuts it out. It's pitch black in the room. She turns a little flashlight on, and she points it at my son's face. And you can see the tumor.
Oh, wow.
I was fully dilated. You could see everything. And she turned the light back on. She said, Mrs. Hatton, your son has bilateral retinoblastoma, cancer in the retina of both of his eyes. She said, the only solution to this is to remove both of his eyes. And I looked at her, and I doubled over with my son on my lap, and we both were wet with tears. I'm crying all over top of this baby. And I cried so much, she said, Mrs. Hatton, are you going to be okay? And I said, I will. My husband was stunned. He was like in shock. He was just standing by the wall, by the door. He never even came over to where we were. He was just in shock. And we went to the car, and she said, Mrs. Hatton, I'm calling Johns Hopkins. We need you to come in on Monday. And we're gonna get you some help. I'm calling the top doctors. We're gonna get you some help. So, I got in the car and my head. I can't even begin to tell you how many voices I heard, and the conversation that was going on. And there was so much talking going on. You know, we put the baby in the car seat. We both got in. I went into the driver's seat and I was driving and crying and talking and driving and crying and talking. And my husband said, I need to drive. And I was like, no, I need to be doing something. I can't just sit here in the car and not do anything. And I heard a voice say to end it all. I heard a voice say to end it all. And in my mind, I'm saying, no, I can't do that. I just got married. I just had this baby. I can't do that. He said, drive off the cliff and nobody will miss nobody. And I said to myself, I'm still talking, you know, I'm talking to God, I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to these voices. And I ended up at my mother's house. I still had the key. I had moved out recently, you know, got married, had a baby and everything, but I still had my house key. So I opened the door, and I jumped right down in the middle of her bed, and she was asleep. I told you something was wrong. I told you something's wrong. And my brothers were still living at the house, and everybody's coming out of the room. What is going on? I said, it's the baby. And I told them what had happened. I'm sitting there, Maria. Everybody's in the living room by this time. And the baby's, he's doing what babies usually do. He's walking around grandma's house, digging in her stuff, seeing what he could tear up. Not seeing out of the left eye at all. That's why that eye was wandering. He could not see out of it at all. And he had full vision in his right eye. No sight at all in the left eye. So I'm saying to myself, I'm sitting there at the dining room table, and I'm rubbing the table, and I'm going back and forth, just rocking back and forth. I'm like, how could this happen? I said, he's an innocent baby. I said, look at him. It doesn't look like anything's wrong with him. I said, this cannot be happening. And see, here's the deal. Again, you not only have to know who you are when life shows up at your door, you need to have some good serious, courageous people in your circle before life shows up at your door.
Yes.
You need to have some strong people in your life. You don't wait until something happens. You go looking for some strong people. They have to already be there. And my mom began to pray, my brothers began to pray, and I felt a little bit more sanity, you know, some peace. Mm-hmm. The voices subsided, and I was able to get a clear thought through. And we went home that night. Of course, we never made it to the picnic or the mall. We went home that night, and we laid the baby down, and we turned the lights out just like the doctor did, took a flashlight, looked in his eyes, saw the tumor, and the first thing come to my mind was, so close but so far away. If I could do anything, I would fix this.
Right.
I was so close. I could see the tumors, but they were too far for me to do anything about it. And I remember just taking it one day at a time. I remember, now that was a Saturday. I'm at work on Monday, and the hospital calls, Mrs. Hatton. We got word about your son, Kevin, and we're here to support you, and we're going to do everything we can to save his eyesight, but we need you to get him here now because you could be walking down the street with him and he could drop dead. That's how severe it was. So I'm leaving my job and getting to the hospital. We went through immediately 6 straight weeks of radiation. I had to give my baby medicine to knock him out before he even got there so he wouldn't move around on the table. They took a magic marker and put X's on both sides of his temples where they would aim the laser to try and kill the cancer. 6 straight weeks every single day. He got so sick of that medicine, Maria, that he would spit it out of one side of his mouth and I'm putting it in on the other.
Mm.
Mm. I'm telling you, Maria, Healing Through Hurt is a powerful title that you have here. And it's something that people will experience. You can't experience healing through your hurt if you're open to that. And again, it goes back to, are you a victim or a victor? Because, see, a victim will internalize this and say that nothing good is ever going to come my way, and they'll settle for anything.
Right.
But when you're a victor, you know exactly who you are. You wipe your face and you say, I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, but I'm going to be here to see the end of this. And I had made up my mind that I don't know how this is going to turn out, but as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to show up for it. And every morning I woke up breathing. And it was moment by moment. Every morning I woke up breathing, my eyes opened up. I said, okay, I'm here again. Here we go. You know? And you have to be strong for that. And you have to know where your strength comes from. You have to believe that. Yeah. We're not here on our own. We're not keeping ourselves. We didn't ask to be here. You became aware one day that you were here. You were here for years and didn't even know you were here. Children don't know of their existence. They're just here to play, have fun. They're excited. They're being loved and kissed and hugged on. They don't know that, wow, I'm in this great big world, and I didn't put myself here, but something put me here, and I have a purpose for my life. I'm supposed to be doing. They don't know anything about that. So who's keeping you?
Right.
You know, you're being kept. And I had to remind myself of that. I'm not breathing on my own. Something is keeping me. Every single day. And that same something is keeping my son. Every single day. And I just had to get to that point. And, you know, it's a knowing. And once you get that deep down inside, then you can walk through any kind of fire.
Exactly. And you know what? We're going to break away. We have a lot of comments coming in. We have to the guests in the chat room. If you're logged in as a guest, you cannot participate in chat in the chat room. Give us a call, 646-478-4726. There may be some open slots left. As people come and go, keep trying if you want to get in on the phone line. And as guests in the show chat room, you can re-log in underneath of a screen name, and then you will be able to participate in chat. I will read your question or comment on air for you if you'd like to participate that way. Or, of course, give us a call, 646-478-4726. Press the number 1 on your phone to be on air. Now, we're going to go over here to the events page on Facebook, Marcella D. Moore. You can have healing through your hurt if you are open. Yes, yes, got to go for real, but this is good. She's on the road. She popped in for a moment to listen. You were here for years, and you didn't know that you were here. Girl, who's keeping you? Wow. The bottom line is there's a lot of comments coming in for you. People are just sharing this. Oh, what a blessing it is. Now, caller. Oh, there's several callers now waiting for you. So call us, 6152. Call us, 6152. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can
you hear me?
Yes.
I'm good. I'm blessed. How are you?
We're blessed. We are so blessed.
Amen. I was listening to the young lady talking about her baby, and, you know, God is good. And when she says something, I guess each of us have our higher power. And it's good. It's all about faith, you know, living the new life of faith. And I experienced the same thing, pretty much cancer. And you don't know how much faith until you experience something. You know, it's easier said than you experience it. But when you have God, I'm going to say God. I heard her say something. But I'm going to say God. God is my Savior. I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes. But I talk about God, and I know what he brought me through. And I have hurt many times. And I had God to bring me through my hurt, which made me stronger. You know, so we all, well, maybe not all, we've been justified through faith. And we have peace with God through how our Lord, whom we have gained access by faith and to grace to which we now stand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had cancer, and I went the same way. When I was diagnosed, I remember the doctor called me and told me, and then I dropped to my knees. I cried out. I went through the stages, you know, denial and, you know, hurt. And then why me? Why me, God? Because I serve you. But I got all my friends out here doing what they do. And, you know, why me? But then after I cried out to God and dropped to my knees after going to my hurt and everything, this comfort came over me, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me I was going to be okay. So, which I did. I had accepted. You know, I started getting my will together and everything. But I accepted, but God kept telling me I was going to be okay. I was just hurting. But I was the opposite. The young lady, I had a strong support group, but at that time it was just me and God. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to hear anyone. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I didn't want anybody to tell me it's going to be all right because God had already told me that. I just didn't want to hear anything. It was just between me and God. But, you know, cancer-free since 2009, you know, that's a blessing. So, you know, I know how it is about hurt. I've just been hurt so many times, suffered, and then when I gave my life to Christ, that's who I lean on, you know, the Holy
Spirit.
So,
right.
You know, it's just, you know, the topic is good. And I think
this is my
first time talking on here with you, but I just wanted
to welcome. Thank you so much. I love when we get new callers. So.
So my name is Marilyn. So I just wanted to throw my name out there. Yeah.
You know what? I thought your voice sounded familiar. Yes.
I'm so glad I got that reminder because, you know, I always said I want to join But, you know, so busy doing everything, you know, with my mother and everything.
Right.
But then I got your reminder, which was great. I said, let me call. I just came in the house and looked at my phone. And I looked at the clock. I said, well, I'm not too far into it, you know. It's not
right.
too late, so. Yeah, I can kind of, like, relate with the young lady, you know, even though it's her child. But, you know, I was just talking about myself. And, you know, faith is powerful. So
it is. It is. And, you know, I think that Tony had mentioned earlier, this is by her going through her situation. Tony, you can always chime in, but this led you to be here. This is your situation has led you to be here where you are right now, sharing your story. And through your story, other people, as Marilyn, you know, they're coming forward and they're sharing their story from different angles. But, you know, the hurt was there.
Mm-hmm.
Both had cancer. You know, I can only imagine what it's like to look into your child's dilated eyes and see the cancer.
Right.
I just, you know... Just sitting here listening, it's amazing.
And
but
Maria, you know,
feel helpless as a parent. I can imagine feeling helpless knowing what your child is going through.
Right.
But, you know, it's nothing you can really do but support that child and stay prayed up and truly have faith. You know, we as the flesh, we can fall short very quick. Very quick. And what if and what why? But it's that faith, that word faith is very powerful.
Yes.
And you have to believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is, you know, and I want to, you know, what you said, the faith is very powerful. It is, but you have to know, again, it all goes back to that knowing who you are. When you don't know who you are, you play the role of a victim. And something's always happening to you. But when you know who you are, you play the role of a victor, and you're like, something good is going to come out of this. This is the message that I want to share tonight. Yes, the story was horrific. The journey was quite incredible. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I learned more from my son than he could have ever learned from me. And that was by divine assignment. That was by divine appointment. And that's what I want to share with everyone listening right now. Yes, do you realize we all have stories? Do you realize we all have journeys and we all have pain and things we went through? I don't wear my story as a badge of honor. I use it as a platform for which I stand to help other women eliminate their fears, increase their confidence, discover and manifest their divine purpose, take their situation and pull the gems from it. Because like I said, 9 times out of 10, you know, If you just come up out of your situation, you're ready to run straight up from it. But when you come out, you got to come out with great suffering. You have to have fruit that people can pluck from your tree. If you don't, then your situation was just a sad story. And I had made up my mind it was not going to be a sad story. I had to get into this story and find out what could I take from this. And that's where that perception shift comes from. Because, see, I know you hear my story, your heart probably goes out. But trust me, it's not about my story. It's who I became in the process.
Right.
It strengthened you. Your situation strengthened you. And then
that's the bottom line.
We're the one. When you go through, it makes you stronger. And then when somebody else goes through, your strength, you'll be able to help somebody else because you've gone through it. You know, can't nobody tell me nothing. That's how I feel. If they haven't gone through it, I don't want to hear it. Let me know what you've gone through and how you came out and won the victory. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I am, too. I've gone through a lot in life. And when I say a lot, pain, hurt, I've gone through a lot. So my gift, anyway, I have young girls that draw to me, and I don't know what it is. But they come to me, they confide to me. I might share a piece of my story. I might don't get into details because I've gone through and they hurt. I've hurt. But you can come out of it. Let me share you something. Share something with you. Because every now and then, you know, every night or try in the morning, I'll go through my scriptures, you know. I don't know if, I don't want to do it. If it's okay, I'm going to get everybody's permission who's listening, because everybody has a different faith. So, you know, we was talking about faith and hurt, but, and I was listening to the young lady, and I'm talking about myself as well as anybody else. This is what this scripture says. It says, not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. So when we suffer, we just press on and to become stronger.
That's true.
You know, with hurt, faith, whatever you've gone through in life, you're hurting or whatever, faith is, that is the powerful word. It's the size of a mustard seed. And you have
right.
to have faith to go through. And you have to believe. You know, sometimes we can doubt ourselves. We hurt. But if you got that faith, just one day at a time, and I think I heard somebody say, you, it's hard. We all worry about the next day and the next day and the next day. But it's just that one day we need to worry about, one day at a time.
And, you know, Maria, I appreciate what your caller is saying, because it does go back to faith. And, you know, one of the major things that I got, I remember sitting on the side of my bed, and this was years later. My son was an adult. And
mm-hmm.
I remember God took me back to the rubble of my past, and he said, the same way you showed your son how to see without eyes, I want you to show my people with eyes how to see. And it shifted my entire life. I was like, oh, my God. I said, you mean this was in your plan? This was a part of your plan for me? You know, that's why I say you have to have that perspective, that knowing there's a purpose behind this.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I want. This is what I want your callers to get. It doesn't matter what you've been through.
Right.
There is a purpose attached to your life and your experiences.
Right.
We experience
right.
things because we're in the process of becoming who we were designed to be.
Exactly.
These experiences make us, and not just make us stronger. We have a mess. This world is, I'm telling you, this world is going through something. The people out here are going through something.
Yes,
there's
it
a
is.
Lot of
oh
hurting
my gosh.
People
yes,
out
it
here.
Is.
Yes,
yes,
there's a lot of hurting people out here. And if you overcome anything, you're obligated to go out there and help somebody else. Your overcoming was not just for you.
Right.
Your
right.
overcoming was to go out there. There are people who are where you started from. You've already, through your journey, you have gone.
Uh-oh, we lost.
Hello?
We lost Tony. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, yes, I hear you. We lost Tony, so everyone, we're going to give her a moment to call back. I know that here she is. She is back on the line. Hold on a moment. We're bringing her back, and caller 7627, we'll be bringing you on air in one moment. Caller 7627, we'll be bringing you on air in one moment. Tony is back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. She's back.
Thank you so much, Maria. I'm so sorry my call got dropped. I dialed right back in, so I'm back with you. You know, I was so, you know, I'm just so excited, you know, to be able to share this tonight, because I'm on the other side of it, and I can shed a lot of light and insight. I can tell you that I became a powerful woman in the process. I can tell you
right.
that the purpose of God outweighed it all. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you that he ushered me to this place where I am. And it's the same thing that he's doing for you. I don't know where you are in your journey. But if you don't quit, people ask me all the time, Tony, how is it that you accomplished so much? And you know, Maria, you said it yourself. You're like, Tony, you know, and since we saw each other in 2005 and where we are now, you've done a lot. you know, you've accomplished a lot. How is it that you're a radio host here for Radio 1 and you host your own live event? You know, I entitled that event From Sight to Vision, Mastermind Experience, where I support my clients in eliminating their fears, increasing their confidence, going back through the
right.
history of their story, pulling the gems from it, because what you're running from is what you're supposed to serve to the world. You're running
right.
from it because it caused so much pain. But here's the deal. You know, if you have a pen and paper, I want you to pay attention to this tonight. Like I said, this call is a defining moment in your life. You know, don't let this call end and you go back to the routine of life. Like you didn't just hear what you heard or experience what you just experienced. This is an opportunity for you to think a different thought, to see
right.
the same old situation with a new set of eyes, because it's never what you're going through. It's always how you're viewing it.
Exactly.
It's always how you're viewing it. Your perception is stronger than your reality. How you perceive a thing is based on how you feel about yourself. If you're a victim, then you're going to perceive it as, this is the end of me. Nothing good will ever come my way. I knew I wasn't going to be happy. I'm just not the one to be successful. Maybe success is not for me. But if you're a victor, see, this is given the same situation. Two people can face the same situation
right.
and come out with two different outcomes because of the mindset.
Exactly.
That's what this is all about. You know, people say, oh, my God, when they hear my story, oh, my God, you've been through so much, and so have you. You can't compare my mountain to your mountain. We're two different individuals. A lot of times people end up comparing my strength to their weaknesses. That's not fair. We got to compare apples to apples here. If you've experienced pain, then we're on common ground, because I know what that feels like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My
exactly.
clients sometimes they'll say, "Well, Tony, you don't know what I've been through. You haven't." I said, "Actually, let me say something to you, dear. It does not matter what you've been through. If you've ever hurt till you
right.
can't hurt no more, if you've ever cried till no more tears will come out, if you've ever felt alone, then I can relate to that. We're on common ground. That's the
yep.
only thing that matters." There are billions of people in this world who experience all different kinds of situations. It's not the situation. We don't
right.
milk our situations. We don't wear them as badges of honor. We focus on who we become in the process. And if you like who you are, then it was worth it.
Right.
If you like who you are, it was worth it.
Exactly. And one thing that each of you is saying is this. I always tell people this. You know, the means may be slightly different or different, but the end is the same. We're coming together because we have survived some type of hurt. And as you said, we are the anchors. We are the people. When people could say, Maria, you don't understand. You don't know what I've gone through. I said, you know what? I said, you're on this bumpy road right now, but let me ask you this. I said, who do you think is paving the road?
Mm-hmm.
I do understand. Been there, done that. Saw it for myself. Been through so many things, and there's a remarkable difference between being a victim and a victor. The victims will stay there. They will attack anybody who's trying to even attempt to ask them, why aren't you moving forward? Because
mm-hmm.
they have gotten into their mindset that, you know what, this is it for me. I always
mm-hmm.
tell people, I said, if two people are in a hole, one is a victim and one is a victor, that victor is going to keep digging and pushing that dirt until they get out. And then
mm-hmm.
the victim is going to sit at the bottom, letting the victor push all that dirt on top of them, and then they're going to
mm-hmm.
use the extra dirt as a reason for them not to even attempt to climb
mm-hmm.
out, not realizing that the victor has not only has that dirt fallen on them, but it's also given them a platform where they can use it as steps to get out of the hole, but they choose to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you
mm-hmm.
said, we have to tell our stories, even in the
mm-hmm.
face of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
We have to
mm-hmm.
tell our stories. How
mm-hmm.
selfish is it for us to keep our road to
mm-hmm.
healing to ourselves? How selfish
mm-hmm.
is that?
Mm-hmm.
We become
mm-hmm.
a part of the problem if we are not sharing what we have gone through to help
mm-hmm.
the next person come through that
mm-hmm.
healing process.
Mm-hmm.
We're not helping
mm-hmm.
anyone. And that's
right.
the realization of it. And with that said, we're going to bring on one more caller. There's another caller here that's been waiting for a while. Thank you for waiting, Sophie. They've been waiting for 49 minutes and 58 seconds. I'm going to bring caller 7627 on the line. Caller 7627. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt with me, C. Maria Wall, and my special guest, Tony Hatton. Caller 7627, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I'm on the air. Okay. I'm Tony's father.
Oh.
And I'd like to say a few words about Tony, if I may.
Please do.
Okay. I'm Tony's father, and I've listened to this conversation, and it goes way back into the days when this was all so clear to me. I lost many days from work. I've stayed in bed just about the whole time. Tony and I talked well into the night until we were about blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Tony is a strong person and someone who knows her journey every day in her life. We talk every day onto the phone well into the night. Tony's support system is alive and well, and Tony didn't tell how she homeschooled the same child, and we were there for when he got his diploma. He walked across the stage and got his 12-year diploma from high school. There's so much more that I don't want to go into because of time, but Tony, you do have a support system, and you know it well. Your father speaking right now.
Wow, well, thanks, Beth, for chiming in. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. This is the first to have the parent call in support of their child. But, again, for all of the listeners, and I see you all here in the call query, if you'd like to be on air, just press the number 1 on your phone. If you want to stay anonymous, feel free. We have another caller who's just pressed the number 1, caller 9174. I will be bringing you on in one moment. But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. Like Tony said, you know, healing through hurt. This is why I don't script my show. This is why it's all very transparent. It's very real. This is real people with real hurt, real healing going on. This is real. This is not something where you're going to hear, so, Tony, tell me, back in 1987, you did, you know, I have to pause because I'm reading from a script. No, this comes
Lord
from Tony's
mercy.
Heart. This comes from her heart. This comes from Marilyn's heart, spirit, and soul. This comes from Tony's dad's heart, his spirit and soul. This show was created out of my own agony and pain. And I had to tell my story even when I had family members, friends saying, why? It's over. It's done with. Just shut up. And I'm like, you don't understand. I cannot keep it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot keep it to myself. Because there's too many people out there who are in the same boat that I'm in, who are living in their darkness, who have their children, who don't know what to do. They don't know, you know, where to go next. They think that they're in the world. It's human nature for us to believe that we're going through it all by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not. There's so many people out here to help. There's so many people out here who can be support. Guess what? To all of the listeners, and I see you there, the bottom line is you have soldiers ready to take the battlefield with you. All you have to do is say, I need the help.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard of a thing to do. Reach out, and guess what? Tony's going to be there. Maria's going to be there. Marilyn may even be there. If you need to talk to someone, hey, all you have to do is reach out, and we will be there to help you through. If it's nothing but a listening ear and a prayer, guess what?
Yes.
You have it. That's what this show was birthed about. That is what this is about. And I'm so, I just get so, you know, emotional because when people come on, such as yourself, Tony, you help give me validation for what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there are days when I feel like throwing in the towel and I just sit down and be quiet. Because, you know, when you have people who believe one side of something, they attack you on this end and they attack you. I'm like, you haven't walked a mile in my shoes or given me one chance to hear my story.
You know, so you can't judge me based on what you think you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Maria, but that's what I'm talking about. It takes courage. What you're saying right now, you know, you say we walk around and we don't tell our stories. That's because we have a victim mentality. We got to stop telling our stories with a sad face, too. Because it's not a badge of honor. You were chosen to go through that. You were chosen. You were chosen. You're not a victim. Something didn't happen to you. It happened for you.
Right.
You were chosen because everybody don't have the courage to go out there and help other people walk through a journey. You know,
that's
and
right.
Like you said, Maria, you're on this radio. You hosted this radio program, Healing Through Hurt. And in the midst of all of that, who in their right mind would challenge what you're doing trying to help hurting people? But they're out there. And we got to be comfortable with that.
They're out
there. So it even takes courage for you to host a radio show that's helping people. You got to have a thick skin, a backbone. In this society, because we're living under a system that's designed to keep us sick and broke. And if we don't take responsibility for our own lives, we will end up with nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. Each generation that we push out, we'll be pushing them out right where we started on the start line.
No
generation getting
better. Some of them out backwards. Some of them, we're pushing them out 10 yards behind where we are when we push them out. And
I'm like, people,
we need to wake up. We need to
wake up, people.
We need to stop this generational secrecy. This generational secrecy is what's destroying us. It's annihilating entire races of people because we don't want to talk. What? Close the windows, close the doors, shut the curtains, lock everything, and be quiet. If you're going to argue under your breath, don't let anybody hear what's going on. Don't let anybody think that we're not on top of our game. Don't let anybody think that we're not the best thing since sliced bread and air. And that's where the problem is. We need to come take off the mask because guess what?
Yes,
most people see through it anyway.
That's
we see through it.
And we're so proud.
We're so proud. Yep. And the worst part is we're mistaking being proud for being stupid. There's
Lord have mercy.
There's a difference.
Yes,
between being proud and being stupid.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
There's a
yes.
big difference. And so many people don't understand that. We have another caller I'm getting ready to bring on. I believe your dad dropped off. But we have caller 9174, and I believe that this is Sister Arlene coming on board. 9174, good evening and welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And you already know you're here with Tony Hatton. Marilyn, I believe, is still on the line, and I am here, C. Maria Wall. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, C. Maria. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Tony. Oh, this is an awesome show. I can see the Lord all over the show. I mean, thank you. The message, you know, and letting us know that we all have a story to tell. And, Tony, at the point when I heard, I was driving, finally got home, and then when I heard you say, that you had homeschooled, or when I heard it mentioned that you had homeschooled your son, I was like, oh, my gosh, we have that in common. Even though my daughter and son were at that time healthy and well, but we were able to homeschool them through 12th grade like yourself, so I applaud you for that. I know that the Lord is pleased with what you've taken on and what you've done with your son. I'm lost for words. I was lost for words on the show last night and again tonight because this is an awesome message that I believe the world needs to hear and that the world needs to know that you have such a passion, and I can feel it through the just through the waves, the sound waves, through the phone. I can feel that passion for people and the passion for people to let their story, let their voice be heard. For them to understand that just because they were hurt or whatever, that wasn't just for them. They have to go out and help others. I thank you for that. And that was the reason I had to call them, and just say thank you.
Wonderful. You are quite welcome. You know, it's what we're responsible for doing when you come up out of something. If you were
right.
in a forest and the forest was on fire and you made it out and you hear people in the fire yelling, which way do I go? What's the way out? You're obligated to turn around and redirect them out. You're not free just because you're out of the fire. You're free, and you're just going to run and leave those yelling people back there. And they're alive. They're not burned up yet. They're alive trying to find you. You're obligated to turn around and say, go to the right, duck down, fall over, turn around, and then roll to the left. You're obligated.
Okay.
You see, now you have insight because you've been through something. You have insight. You know the way out.
Wow. That's right. That's right.
And you're obligated. How can
obligated.
We sleep at night and we've come through such adversity and you hear the world yelling and we hold on to our stories and we milk our stories like a baby when it's not even ours? We're in the way. We are in the way. People say, what are you talking about? How do I get out of my own way? Get out of your own way and stop holding your gifts back. They're not yours.
That's right.
They're not yours. You're walking in and out of your front door and in and out of your job and in and out of school and driving here and there and the marketing and all this and that, fully loaded to help everybody you just encountered. But because you're internalizing everything and because you're playing the role of a victim, I'm tired. Boy, I've been through a lot.
That's
child,
right.
I've been through something. I could tell you something. No, you don't want to hear my story. It'll take all day. Stop milking your story and robbing the earth of the gift.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Milking the story. Some people, they can sit down, or they want to sit down over coffee and just gather everybody around and tell them how bad they hurt. So what? You overcome that thing. You're stronger than you were when you went into the fire. You're obligated to put your armor on and stand up and square your shoulders and tell somebody else that they can overcome. There are people starting where you left off at. You might say, well, Tony, I don't have anything to say to anybody. I don't have a story to share. I don't know how to, you know, I overcome something, but I don't think anybody listens to me. I'm kind of timid. I'm kind of shy. Listen, there are people out here. Let me tell you something. When I first entered into that journey, if a dog walked up on me and gave me an answer, I would have accepted it. That's how people feel. You don't know who's hurting where. It could be your girlfriend. Y'all laughing and chit-chatting and yik-yakking. You're going out buying purses and shopping the kernel. She could be hurting so bad she only had the courage to tell you. I host this live event every last Thursday of the month at 6:30. It's coming up this Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30, where I work with attractive thinkers, dispelling myths and eliminating fears, exposing the truth, helping them to monetize and discover and manifest their purpose, go back into their journey with them and pull out, sort things out. I have the gift of, when you talk to me, I see in pictures. I let you talk, and then I tell you the pictures that I saw while you were talking. I can help you put the puzzle pieces together and make your life make sense. So I host this live event, and I had a client. She invited someone to the event. And the woman she invited, this was her girlfriend. She didn't even know her girlfriend was looking for a coach. She didn't even know her girlfriend was frazzled and all over the place and undecided and worrying and fearful and all of that. This your girlfriend. We got to get to know the people in our circle on a deeper level and stop just chit-chatting and eating chicken and going out. People are hurting.
That's right.
They don't have the courage to tell you that they're hurting. Because they're comfortable with you knowing them on the surface level. Oh, I can't tell Cynthia that I'm really going through something. Oh, I can't tell Joanne that I'm really hurting. But you can have these people. How often do you experience this? Your phone is full of numbers. But when you're going through something, you can't find one person to talk to. Not
That's
one.
Right.
That's a big indicator right there.
Yeah,
and that's why I say you got to know who you are before you enter into the fire. You got to have a strong support system before you enter the fire. Don't wait till you get ready to go through something and then you start trying to sort through stuff and sort through people to find somebody. You need to do that right now. You need to delete some of them phone numbers out your phone right now, them people that's not adding value to your life. Because as long as we're breathing, we will say something. Who will you turn to?
That's right.
Who's going to support you instead of, like they told Job, curse God to his face and die? Who's going to support you and say, you know what? You know God loves you. You know there's a call on your life. Whatever you have to go through, I'm going to walk through the fire with you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, how many people, a lot of people not going to walk through the fire with you because they're afraid to get burned.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well prepare yourself. It's like, no, that fire is hot. I'm going to get burned. But when they were going through their storm, they expected you to be the beacon of light for them. So that's what I keep saying. You have to know who's in your circle. The bottom line is some people are in your circle just to be there. Other people in your circle, as long as you have something that they can get from you. Other people in your circle, because guess what? They're your ride or die crew. That's the ones who you need to know about. Everybody else is a victim. They out for whatever they can get, and they'll be the first ones to jump. You hit the lottery tomorrow, the same ones that were never there for you would jump back up and be sliding up into the picture waving. Like, yeah, this is my homie. Yeah, I'm here for you. Anything you need. I'm like, wait, you didn't have anything to give me yesterday when I was broke. The day that I was there, you telling me you here to give me something when I have a couple million dollars. I have $100 million, but now you want to offer me help. Really? You know, you have to know who's in your circle. There are a lot of victims out here in the world. And just because some people have been through a storm, and we as the coaches, as the leaders, because there's a big difference between when you're talking about a leader and someone who has something to say. There's a big difference. There's a huge difference. And we need to understand that. When you talk about getting a coach, you want a coach that's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Because 10 to 1, a coach that's telling you what you want to hear is only there for the money. There's a big difference, because some of us are here because we're telling you not only what we learned, professional experience or college or whatever, we're here because we have walked that mile in your shoes. Matter of fact, we probably manufactured your shoes because we know that you're going to need a better sole on the bottom because of the road you're about to cross. Hello.
That's right.
I'm like, people, please, if you don't hear anything else tonight, that's why I love doing this show. Sister Arlene will attest that she knows when I get started, it's on. And I tell people, I'll tell you what I know you need to hear. You will never hear me tell you what I know you want to hear. Because what you want to hear is for me to lie to you. And I'm not going to do that. That's not going to happen. And you're going to get what you need to hear. And that's exactly why we do this show this way. We came here, Tony was talking about his son, and look at how far we've come in this short time, people. Look at where this conversation has gone. You don't hear Tony sitting up in here crying and talking, oh, my God, my child ain't got no eyes and a kid. Oh, Jesus. You know, when you're at that point, and it's not saying because that's still a healing journey. You know, it's not saying that we're 100%, but we can tell you that we're close, far enough away from ground zero where we can help you along your journey.
That's right.
That's how
it is.
That's how it is. So don't think nothing is ever absolute, because once you've gone through a traumatic experience, it takes a long time for you to get back to where you used to be and exceed that.
Yes, it does.
The bottom line is we're here. We are here to help you. Tony is here to help you. Oh, my goodness. Sister Arlene just spoke earlier in the day. The bottom line is that you have Sister Marilyn on the line who told her story. You know, but again, every last one of us has been through a traumatic experience, and guess what? We are here to tell our story. That's how we help you through our story. I don't run to a textbook and say, well, according to chapter 13, paragraph 6, this is what I need to tell you. You're supposed to suck it up and live life. It doesn't work that way.
We know this because
we've been down that road.
Yeah.
We know this.
Yeah.
This woman's son, that baby, that precious, innocent child, hadn't done nothing. He hasn't even been on earth long enough to get on his parents' nerves and get into trouble and break a couple arms and break all the stuff in the house. He wasn't even there before he lost his sight.
Yeah.
And people, if you're sitting up here waiting for a pity party, you're on the wrong show.
Well, come on now, Maria.
It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. This is not what it, don't get it twisted. Healing through hurt doesn't mean that we're going to sit up here and talk about the hurt and we're going to wish that we can heal. Hey, we're on our way. You need to get on board and get out the line. Because the bottom
I know that's
line
right.
is, this is what this is about. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm on a rant. My bad.
I love it. Because we're showing people, Maria, what you're saying is you're showing people that you will smile again. You will
live again. Yes.
It's not personal. It's preparation.
Yes.
It's not personal. You got to get up. You got to get yourself back together. You got to know that you're being kept. You're not breathing on your own. There's a reason for your breathing. If you're breathing, keep going.
That's right.
Keep
as long
going.
As you have air in your body and you're able to, guess what? If you lose the use of your leg, get a wheelchair. Keep going. Oh, my gosh, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You need a ride, call me. As long as you look, I'm not coming to Florida to pick you up or somewhere. But you know what? You need some help. Let somebody know. We will find you the help that you need. Oh, my goodness, people, stop it. Take off the mask and stop. Stop milking your pain for the rest of your day because that doesn't make you anything but alone and bitter and by yourself.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Don't point your finger at Maria. Don't point your finger at Tony and Arlene and Merlin and anybody else. Say, well, they knew what they said. They didn't do this. Well, number one, you have to be receptive of the help. You have to be receptive of the messages. If you're not, I'm sorry, once again, this is so not the show for you. You need to go over there to the Fooly Faw Foo Foo show that comes on after this one ends and listen to all the fluff, fluff, foo, foo, and enjoy yourself there. And when I do the show on denial, then you can come back and listen to that one again, to this show.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is simple. This show is growing by leaps and bounds. I have millions of listeners all over the world. Why? Because we keep it real.
Yeah.
If you don't like real, this is not for you. Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 999,999 if you leave the show. So what's that telling you? Guess what? Mm-hmm. When you leave, that's going to leave the door open and another 10, 15, 20 people are going to come in.
That's
so
great.
It's okay. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to heal, do what you do.
You know, Miss Maria, that's a good point. That's a good point if you don't want to heal because the only indication, the only reason why a person would want to heal is that they're addicted to suffering.
Wow.
Think about that.
There's a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there. Move over every other drug. Move over Molly. Self-pity is whooping everybody up, no matter.
Yes, indeed.
Molly, milkshakes, every other shake, and this and that, the other, whatever the devil is going to be on any given day.
Yes.
Self-pity is a killer. Self-pity will kill your dreams. Self-pity will kill your future. Self-pity will make you live and die. Bitter, hateful, and alone.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter, hateful, and alone. I live alone now. I live by myself. And I may get sick again like I did last year, but you know what? Even if I lay out in this floor for a second time and God chooses not to bring me back again, guess what? I know one thing, job well done, because I've given it my all. And I may not have anything because I lost everything during my ordeal with my ex-husband and my abuse and the whole nine years. I lost everything. But guess what? I'm here tonight, and I will give you all that I have. And I don't have anything, but you can have everything that I have. And what I do have is a listening ear and some advice and a guide, and I can be your guide. If nothing more. If nothing more. But you have to want to heal.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to heal, people always correct me because when I do healing through hurt, I always capitalize the H-E-A-L and then the lowercase I-N-G. And then the TH is capitalized, put through. And people say, well, why do you do that? I said, if you put all the capital letters together, it spells help, H-E-A-L-T-H. If you don't have positive health and good health, you're not going to heal. It's all about getting healthy again. And so many of us are broken, and we look at the broken pieces and we cry over that broken, all the broken pieces, instead of us looking to see which ones shine the best and pick those up and create a brand new boss, a brand new us. We don't do that. We sit there, oh, no. I'm like, ooh, that one is shining really nice. Here I am building something new, and other people still standing there waiting for somebody to come along with the broom and dustpan.
Mm.
It's like, really? And the worst part, broken people like that won't even clean up their own mess. They just wait for somebody else to come along. It's like, well, you know what, just go to one of those little homes and just lay there and let people take care of you, because it's just amazing. But, you know, but stories are meant to be told, people. That's why they call them stories, and they call them storytellers. Stories are meant to be told. They're not meant to be kept to yourself, especially when there's stories that can help people.
And you know, Maria,
you're
absolutely right. That was the reason I self-published that book, Don't Be Afraid, He's Preparing You. I could have went the conventional route and, you know, got in touch with publishers and, you know, and tried to get them to take my book on. But I didn't have time for that. I didn't have time for denial letters. I didn't have time for the red tape. This was not something that I needed validation for. I lived this. I didn't need nobody to yay or nay it. So I said, let me self-publish this book and get this book out into the earth. Because this story needs to be heard. There's somebody who needs to hear this, somebody who needs some encouragement, somebody who may not be facing exactly what I went through, but they're facing something that has rocked their world. And if I could just share this story to give them a different perspective, you know, a new set of eyes on an old situation, it can help you change your entire life. If you see the same old situation with a new perspective, that's all the difference in the world, because your perception is everything. It's not what you're going through. It's how you're perceiving it. You perceive it based on who you think you are, your self-esteem, or what you do or don't deserve. You heard my dad chime in on the call. This was something that he said to me, Maria. And again, I remember it to this day. And it was a powerful, I don't know where he got it from. I mean, I know now, because he's a powerful storyteller. But my father said this to me. We were in the waiting room. I had just wheeled my baby into surgery to have his last eye removed. And I prayed all the way up until the end. The night before, I told my son, if God doesn't make a difference, tomorrow after surgery, you'll never see me again. I said, but I promise you, I'll never leave you. You'll know my scent, and I will bring this world to your fingertips. And where that came from, I don't know, but God has allowed us to do just that. So I wheeled my son into the operating room, and I told the doctor, I looked her in her face, I said, just check him one more time. Just let me know if it's getting better, if it's getting worse. And she checked him, she examined him, came out 15 minutes later. She said, Mrs. Haddon, I see no difference. We will have to proceed. And she went back into the surgery to remove the last eye. My father pulled me and my husband to the side in the foyer, right outside the operating door. He said, I want you to cry your last tear right now. And you take all of your energy and everything you're feeling, and you turn it into making him the best man that he can be blind. And he walked away. And that's exactly what we did. I raised him with the end in mind. I knew that as a man, he wouldn't want to be sitting in my face, and I didn't want him sitting in my face, because I knew his potential. Just because you can't see doesn't mean anything else is going on. You have a good mind. And I made sure that although he couldn't see it, he either felt it, heard it, or tasted it. He had to continue to experience this world because he had to live in it. So, see, there's a scripture in Revelation that says, strengthen what remains. And that's what I want to share with your callers tonight. Strengthen what remains. You may have lost a lot of things, but if you haven't lost yourself and you're still here, because I tell my clients, we lose a lot of things, but when you lose yourself, you've lost everything. So since you're still here, you're listening to this call right now, strengthen what remains, because you can.
That's right. That's right.
We're down to 35 minutes. I tell you all, time flies. When you have a good message, it just seems like you never have enough good time to tell it all. So with that said, Tony, please tell people how to get in contact with you, how to get a copy of your book and what you have going on, all of that. Just share that with our audience right now.
Awesome. I definitely will. You know, I want to encourage everyone to visit our website at www.Tony, T-O-N-I, Hatton, HATTON.com. That's TonyHatton.com. When you get there, I want you to place your email address in the box on the homepage. You will have access to the Attractive Thinker Vision and Wellness newsletter and all the updates, where I'll be, you know, what's going on. I'll be speaking, sharing information, resources. I send out a newsletter with health information. I'm a certified health coach, wellness information, vision information to support you in seeing beyond what you are looking at. That's what an attractive thinker is, a person with vision who can see beyond where they are. And they have the courage to focus on what they see until they bring it about in their lives. And when you place your email address in that box, you're going to receive a free audio, Create the Life You Love from Right Where You Are. Listen to that. Listen to that. Because it doesn't matter where you are on your journey, you can start right now creating what you desire. Because, see, if where you are right now is not conducive to your growth or fulfillment, you're out of alignment. Because you're wired to grow and be fulfilled. You're wired to be happy. That's why you get frustrated when things are out of order in your life. You're manufactured to win. So I want to encourage you to visit our site. Place your email address there. Get your free audio. Contact our office at 410-298-2121. That's 410-298-2121. I host a live event every last Thursday of the month at 6:30 p.m. here in Baltimore, the From Sight to Vision Mastermind Experience. My son had to shift from sight to vision. And this live event is where attractive thinkers gather. We work on their goals. Every 30 days, the goals are changing because now they have support. The environment is rich. If you're a person with vision, 9 times out of 10, you're surrounded by people that lack vision. So you tend to dumb your dream down just to fit into the conversation. You keep starting and stopping and picking it up and putting it down and seeing the good in it and not seeing the good in it, feeling great and then not feeling so great about yourself. You need support. The vision is not clear. So attractive thinkers are gathering in it. They're working through their stuff. We got to do our inner work, eliminate those fears. Increase that confidence because the world is looking for you. So that's what we do at this live event. I'm on the air, the Attractive Thinker Radio Program, every Tuesday at 12 noon, WWIN Spirit, 1400 AM. You can listen live, and it's across the country. It's not just here in Baltimore. You can also listen live at www.mybaltimorespirit.com. You can download the WWIN Spirit 1400 app to your phone. There's several ways that you can connect to Tony Hatton Productions and get the support that you need. Because without support, you're struggling. With support, you can go further faster. Yes. Without support, you're wavering. You're not sure. You're starting and stopping. I'm going to write the book. Every New Year's, you have the same resolution. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to write the book. I'm going to start my business. And you haven't done anything. It's because... Yep. It's not because it's not for you. It's because you lack support. That's the bottom line. So we're here, like Maria said, we're here to support you. You know, again, contact our office at 410-298-2121. Because it's your time, attractive thinker. If you're on this call tonight, this is defining. When this call ends, you should sit in silence until you get clarity about what step to take next and connect because it's your time.
That's right. You're on this call for a reason. Everything in life happens in divine timing and for divine reasons. We just have to be open. Take the blinders off. And put on, if you need to, get a new pair of glasses so your vision can become clear. Just think, Tony's son lost both of his eyes, and his vision is clearer than some people that we will come across in our lifetime that have 20/20. They have 20/20.
and blind as a bat because they can't see anything past their own self-doubt and pity. They cannot see it. And as Tony said, the help is there. But, again, you have to be receptive of it. You have to come out and say, I need help. There's no shame in asking for the help. There's no shame in acknowledging that you need assistance. The shame comes in the fact when you don't ask and you sit there and you wallow in self-pity and doubt. That's where the shame comes in. That's where the shame comes in. And every year, like Tony said, I love the fact that I had free control. I used to have a television show that used to air on the Warner Brothers Network years ago. So much red tape, things like that. I love the fact that I can come here. I'd love to take my show mainstream someday. That's on my bucket list to do. But guess what? I'm touching the world right here where I am.
Yeah.
I love it because I have free reign to do things my way. My way. And my way is to help you in any way that I can. You know, you get on here and sometimes people will tell you, oh, no, you can't tell them that. No. You must not tell them this and not tell them that. Bottom line is I love doing this because, again, it's real people, real stories. And it's about us keeping it real and raw with you because that's what you need to hear. You need to hear this. There's a difference. When you have people who tell you some bogus story and they say, well, come on now, I'm going to be your coach. Well, what have you gone through? Nothing. But here, listen to what I have to say. What you want to do? Well, my husband knows you, girl. You're right. He ain't no good. You should just leave him. Give me $500. It don't work that way. People know who you're getting aligned with. Let me say that again. You better know who you're getting aligned with because the main people who tell you, make sure, come join us because we can help you. Don't listen to what other people say. The main people that come to you with that first off the bat, that's a red flag for you. Align yourself with people who have a proven record, who've been down that road. Because one thing that I do know is the fact that if you haven't walked through the fires that I've been through, you can't tell me anything. You only know what you think you know or what somebody told you. I don't need to know what somebody said. I don't need to know that. I need to know that when you when I sit down, if I sit down and talk to Tony, I know that she knows. I know that she knows. I realize that she would be my coach and all of this, but I know I'd rather have a coach who knows.
That's powerful, Maria. That's powerful what you're saying. I hope your listeners are listening. Because
I'm like, people, I'll tell you this. I've been down, and if anyone's ever heard me speak, what is my platform? Faith, forgiveness, and what? My 4 cents. That's all I had left. I was dehumanized. He tore up the home that I had built. My dream, my home that I had built from the ground up, he tore it up because if he couldn't have 50% of it, I wouldn't have 100% of it. He came into my room. He took things, my body when he wasn't supposed to. He tore up my insides. Hello. But guess what? And he's still here every day with the neighbor. I'm like, are you kidding me? But guess what? I refuse to be a victim. I walk out of my door every day. Every day. And God bless me. I kept my truck, kept my car, kept my house, and theoretically, he's still homeless. So the bottom line is simple, people. You have to want to change. Love ain't got nothing to do with what he did to me. Love had nothing to do with it. He hurt me. That's a four-letter word, too, hurt. And unless you love to be hurt, no matter what that hurt is, you need to get yourself together. You need to make the choice. We can't make the choice for you. We can help you on your journey, but if you don't choose to make that choice, there's nothing I can do for you. I'm sorry. So the bottom line is simple, but align yourself with people who know your struggle. If they haven't been through the fire, don't invest in something because you're going to get little to no return.
That's right. That's right. You know, Maria,
you have to
do
your homework. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. Maria. You're so on point about knowing, you know, who's pouring into your life and making sure that they're in alignment because, like you said, you know, you have a lot of people out here that haven't been through anything. They're like empty wagons making a lot of noise.
And a lot of times people follow people because they're following money. So, oh, they're making a lot of money. Maybe I will get coached by them. It's not in the money, dear. These you have to be in alignment with somebody that has substance. You want to coach with someone who's been through something because they can show you the way out. And you might be listening right now. You might say, well, you know, I know Tony, you're saying I have a lot to offer and I need to be helping people. You know what? I don't care where you are in your journey. Here's the precious part about journeys. When you're in a journey, whether you're starting in the middle of it or you've come out of it, there's something that transpires in a person's life that's different than a person who has not been through the fire. Going through fire is a purging process. You're not just losing, but you're gaining as well.
Right.
And you may not know what your story is that you're supposed to share with the world. You may not know the gems that you're supposed to pull from your story. But I guarantee you, if you sit down and talk to somebody who's hurting, because see, deposits were made, Maria, in people who go through fire. They may not know what the gems are, but you let somebody who's hurting sit down and talk to them. All of a sudden, things will come out that they never knew what was inside. They'll say, you know, I went through that, but I didn't know that went with that, and that made sense, and that was supposed to go with that. It's because you're fully loaded, and you just don't know it.
Right.
You came out with great substance. You just haven't tapped into. You didn't take time to sit down and sort it all through and figure out what you've learned as a result of that.
Right.
So you still have it. Like you said, Maria, somebody asked me recently, they were looking at a particular coach, and they asked me about this coach, and I said, you know what, they were inquiring, you know, asked me to be coached by them as well, and I have not yet until this day, because there's no heart connection there. Yes.
Right.
She said, well, Tony, are they good at what they do? Yes, they're good at what they do, and they can help you accomplish what it is you want to accomplish. But when you're looking for a coach, it has to be a heart connection.
Right.
Everybody can't speak into your life, and all money ain't good money.
That's right. That's right.
It's called alignment.
How many times do we have to tell you all this? For everybody listening, it's not just for the people who are on the call live. It's for those who are going to hear this, you know, the hundreds of people that are going to listen to the replay. The bottom line is, and then even for us, we can only tell you our story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how I can go into a room full of people and tell my story, and each person will get something different out of my story. And some people are still at that miserable point. They'll try to break everybody down and say, that's not what she meant. Not asking me what my actual story was. They're going to tell me what I thought it was. And those are people, you know, that's when you go through your weeding and your seeding season. You really do, because like Tony said, you have to have a heart connection. And I hope that you all understand that we're talking from our heart. This is from a place in our soul. This is what we live and breathe for. We live and breathe not because we want your pity. We live and breathe because our life force is to help you. Namaste. My spirit honors your spirit. And if we can't do that, then it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's not. So for all the callers on the line, callers in the chat room, if you have a question or comment, feel free to type. We have about 20 minutes left in our show. Callers in the call query, press the number 1 on your phone. If you have any closing questions or comments, now would be the time to press the number 1 on your phone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever, all over the world, wherever you are listening, this is why, I guess we could say, we do this. It's not for us. We don't need your fanfare. We don't need your accolades. That's not why we do it. Some people do things for that. Some of us do it because we're compelled to do it, and we get our greatest joy out of doing it.
Absolutely.
That's the difference. That's the difference. I remember, Tony, years ago, back in 05, 9 years ago, going on 10 years ago. I remembered her all that time, and when she walked past me, I remembered who she was and her story. That was before she became the Tony Hatton who you know now. That was before she became the radio host and this and that. That was before all of that.
when you have that connection and you have that story, she didn't remember me, but that's okay, because I guarantee you she'll remember me from this night on.
Absolutely, Maria. It was so amazing. You say you walked past me. I was a speaker in January at the SuperCon event. You say you walked past
so
me, and I was like, wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, wow. And
yep,
she said
yep.
She knew me, and I did not recognize her, but something, like, she bought the book and that picture, that image has never left her. And I remember, you know, I was always going to that post office mailing books because people were requesting
mm-hmm.
them and ordering them from the website and things like that. You just never
mm-hmm.
know. You know, that's why you just can't take your interactions and experiences and encounters for granted. That's what I'm saying. It all has a purpose. Maria, who would have thought that I would be on your show tonight? Who would have thought?
God,
who would have thought
knew.
You'd be hosting this show? Yeah.
He knew. And that was,
That was before
I had even gone through, you know, I was still suppressing the childhood end of things, but that
mm-hmm.
was before I had even gone through the marriage end of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
and healing through hurt was born out of the abusive marriage. So, you know, God had this plan together a long,
mm-hmm.
long time ago. And, you know, you
mm-hmm.
said something earlier, and I always say to people, and some people just don't get it, I said, I had to go through my fire, because had I not gone through it, there would be no Tony and Maria sitting here talking tonight. There would
That's
be no
right.
healing through hurt. There would be
right.
still, there would still be people all over the world. A young lady called in last year. She was from Southern Asia. Her parents had sold her into sex slavery. We got on the phone. We had to call the embassies. I had to talk to all these government agencies and all of this and that. We had to get all of her personal information. And this is what I do. You never know who you're going to touch through your story or what you have to offer someone. Some people just need a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just need a smile. You know, people tell me that I have a trillion-dollar smile. Days when I don't see a perfect strangers will walk up to me at work and say, why aren't you smiling today? That makes my day. I'm like, who are you? You know, but we don't
know
how we impact someone.
Right.
We don't know. So
That's
it's
right.
about that connection, people. It's about giving from your heart. Not from your bank account and all of that. Give from your heart. Oh, my gosh. If you give from your heart, God will bless you several-fold over. It's how it works. But you have to give from your heart. And if you don't have that connection with someone, move on. There may be callers on this call tonight that want to talk to Sister Arlene. They may even call and send me an email and say, Maria, you know, that person that called the young lady who had the cancer, what's her name? How can I reach her? I'll put you in contact if that's what needs to be done. If that's what needs to be done, if that's where what's moving your spirit, then, hey, we're here, like I said earlier. So for those of you, again, in the chat room, and some of you are logged in, type your question in the comment. We only have a few moments left in the show. So if you have a question, comment, feel free to type the number 1. I'm scrolling up and down the call query now. People are quiet, but you know what? That's fine, too, because I see you. So I know that you can hear us, and you are there. And that's the most important thing. You don't ever have to be on air. As long as you're getting what you need out of the message, that's all that matters. That is all that matters. That is all that matters. I tell you, that is it. And you know what? And once again, you know, Tony, last night we had one of the Les Brown Platinum speakers on Star. Baba Toon was on last night, and she was talking about her son and how he has muscular dystrophy. And the bottom line is, people, it doesn't matter what the hurt is. It's not about the hurt. It's about the healing. It's about the healing. And I can't say that enough. People, it's about the healing. And you have to go through it if you're to come to it. Bottom line is you have to. You have to. And then you have to share your journey. Share your journey, because someone is waiting for you. They're not waiting for Tony. They're not waiting for me. They're not waiting for any other caller on this line. They're waiting for your story.
That's right. And you know what? You know what, Maria? It's hard to believe. And I know somebody might be listening right now. They think it's hard to believe. You know, when I was going through that, it's so funny you said that. I didn't think I had anything to say to anybody. I was hurt so bad I could hardly mutter a word. And you know, even in that state, people will still pull from you and pluck your fruit.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know who you are don't mean everybody else don't know who you are.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. So true.
Yeah, you have a lot to offer. I didn't think there was a book in me, a story in me, a radio host in me, a coach in me, a speaker in me. But God knows, and that's what you have to trust the process.
Right.
You have to trust, and that's where that knowing comes in. Either you're a victor or a victim, decide and move on.
That's right. And being a victor is an uphill battle, and it's an interesting road to travel, because you're always going to run into even more opposition than ever before. So the bottom line, you have to put on that thick skin. You have to truly, madly, deeply be prepared for whatever will be coming your way, because I'm telling you now, you're going to have bullets at your front and daggers at your back. It's how it works. But you have to put on your armor, pick up your shield, and walk by faith. And I tell you, walking by faith is a wonderful thing. You may even stumble and fall along the way, but guess what? Brush yourself off, get up, and keep going. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line to everyone. Everyone. Just remember, if you don't get anything else out of this, have the faith and keep going. Because guess what? The sun is going to shine in the morning. It's going to shine. Night doesn't last always. And that's all. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm sorry. Y'all know how I get about my show when I get started. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just. But I tell you, Tony, go ahead. I was getting ready to say any final words you'd like to add, or you or Sister Arlene. Feel free. I see she's still on the line with us as well. So, Tony, anything you'd like to leave with the listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the bottom line is this. Again, I don't know who's listening, and I don't know what you've been through, but I want you to hear me and hear me well. It's not personal. It's preparation. You said you wanted to do great things. You said you wanted to be used. You said you wanted to make a difference. How else can you make a difference unless you do something different, unless you go through something different? Most people don't want to go through anything.
Right.
But they want great things. Think about that.
Yep.
You know, and we have to remember that. We're here for a purpose. We're not here for comfort. We're here to lead people out of darkness. And here's the deal. Only 2% of this population has vision. 2%. That means that if you're in a room with 100 people, only you and someone else has a flashlight. And if you decide to drop your flashlight and walk away, you've left one person to lead 98 people out of darkness. That's not fair.
Exactly.
Because you have what it takes to lead. And leading doesn't mean just from a platform of, as a speaker or on TV or whatever. Lead in your family.
Right.
You're in the process of turning the tide in the course of your generation. Do you realize that if it is to be, it's up to you? That everybody else don't have the courage. And when you stand in your power, you give others permission to do the same thing. You know, you hear people say it all the time, there's greatness in you, there's greatness in you, there's greatness in you. You hear that all the time. Sometimes you hear it so much that it's null and void. You have a deaf ear to it.
But I want to share something with you. There is greatness in you, and this is how you step into your greatness. This is how you own your power. You just be who you're created to be. You don't have to go anywhere to be great. Just be. Just be. Those deep desires that you have, allow them to come to the surface and stop suppressing that.
Right.
Stop getting in the way of that, saying, well, how can these things be? It's not up to you how it's going to be. Accept it. Allow it. We get in the way asking a lot of questions and pushing the dream away because we can't see how it's going to happen. The how has never been up to you. It has never been up to you.
That's right.
The only thing that we're required to do is to be clear about what it is that we want and have faith. And put some action in that direction. Just keep moving. You know, a lot of times we want to see how it's going to pan out before we even get started. That's not how the game works. That's not how life works. We want the money before we start the business. We want to see how the way is going to be made before we write the book. You know, and then we're writing the book from a person writing the book the perspective of somebody not being an author. Well, you're supposed to have an author's perspective when you're writing a book.
Yeah.
That's why we struggle because we don't see ourselves as a full author with the book in our hand. We still see ourselves as, you know, some amateur writing down their thoughts that nobody wants to hear.
Right, right.
And that's why we struggle. But when you go to write your book, you need to come from an author's perspective. Because if you don't give up, you will have that book in your hand and stand before crowds of people at a book signing. And just like tonight, you will be on a call because someone wants to hear your story. We have to get out of the way, people. We are here on assignment. All of our days are numbered. We're here on assignment. How long will we continue to milk our problems like they're ours and not pull the gems from them and serve it to the world?
That's
why
right.
You hear that saying all the time that the graveyard is the wealthiest place on the earth because so many people died with their books inside of them, their songs inside of them, their poetry inside of them, that business idea, that unique idea. That they didn't know how it was going to happen. They died with it in them and left this world still in a state of problems when they were problem solvers.
That's right.
So I just want to encourage everyone who's listening tonight. I applaud you for showing up and hanging in here as long as you did. Obviously, you stayed on this program as long as you did because something resonated with you. Now you're responsible for doing something about it.
That's right.
Maria, I appreciate you so much. It was such a pleasure, you know, meeting you and then hearing from you again. It just did my heart well. And I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, share with your listening audience tonight on this program. It's a powerful program. I just want to encourage you, Maria, to keep doing what you're doing. You find strength from other attractive thinkers, other people of vision, and you stay focused, not looking to the right or the left, because the only thing that people will remember about you anyway is the good that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
While you're here, you hear the critics. But I've never been to a funeral and they said anything bad about the deceased. Never. Never. So we give them something to talk about by keep doing your good works.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I thank you because I accept that because every time I do this, as I said, it's validation for me. Your words help me to continue on my journey of healing as well as it does my journey to keep this going because, you know, when you hear so much heartache and pain, sometimes you want to throw in the towel and add your own personal life situations. Sometimes you do want to give up. And I'm telling all of the listeners, yes, even me, there are days when I feel like giving up. But guess what? I'm still here. Why? Because I got out of my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell myself, just like the title of Tony's book, I had to tell myself, don't be afraid. He's preparing you. He's preparing me. He's prepared me for this journey. He's prepared me for my greatness. Now I have to walk into it and not look backwards
because if I'm looking backwards, I know that there's nothing there but heartache and pain. And then I'll probably run into something because my head is turned around backwards and I'm going to break my neck anyway. Then that's going to cause me even further setbacks. So why do it? I'm not afraid because I know he has prepared me for this journey. I'm not afraid. And you don't need to be afraid either because he's preparing you for your greatness as well. The only thing you have to do is get up out of the chair, put down the remote, turn off the TV, and get yourself prepared to put one foot in front of the other. And that's all that I have to say. And Sister Arlene, I know that you're still here. If you'd like to say a few words, we have about 5 minutes left. Feel free.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much once again, both of you, C. Maria and Tony. I'm simply going to read something from a John Maxwell calendar, and it says this. You can tell a lot about which direction your life is headed by looking at the people with whom you've chosen to spend your time and share your ideas. If they're positive people dedicated to growth, then their values and priorities will encourage you and reinforce your desire to grow. Try to cultivate relationships with those people who can help you grow, but don't think only in terms of what you can gain. Always bring something to the table yourself. And I thank you, Tony and C. Maria, because you have just reiterated to me and to the rest of the listening audience, I'm sure, that we need to tell our story, that we need not to sugarcoat it, and yes, someone out there needs to hear what we've gone through because we need to reach back and pull them through too. So I'm thankful that I'm a part of what you all are because you are headed in the direction that I would like to go. So I'm thankful that I'm amongst the chosen people, the people that you all are. And thank you for sharing your message.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you know, people, how many ways can we say it? We're coaches, we're speakers, we're authors. I believe Sister Arlene's book is in the works, in the making, so she'll be joining that rank soon. So the bottom line is simple. You know, the help is here. Put one foot in front of the other. This has been such a powerful show, and this is just me talking as someone on the outside looking in. And, you know, I've said it before, if this wasn't my show, I'd still love it because it's such a powerful show with so many powerful people and the messages that come on. If you don't get something out of this, you may want to try another route and go get some other type of help. But anyway, the bottom line is this is for you. This is for you. If you sit up here all of this time, it's for a reason. You wanted to be here from beginning to the end. Sit down. What do you think? You know, sit down. Pick this apart. Figure it out. Why did I sit here for 2 hours or more than 2 hours sometimes listening to these women, a bunch of women on here going back and forth, blah, 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 blah. Why did I do this? You did it for a reason because you're hungry.
Maria.
The bottom line is the only thing that I tell you is to be very careful of what's being served to you because not everything that's being served to you is good for you or for you. So the bottom line is different. Check the menu carefully. Make sure you check the calorie count, the carbs, and everything else. Make sure that it's healthy for you. Because a lot of times we tend to try to eat off of somebody else's plate. The bottom line is simple. What your meal is for you. So just know when it's time and you're hungry, just make sure. You know how they say you never go to the supermarket when you're hungry because we end up picking up all the wrong things. It's the same thing. You're hungry. That's why I say sit back, get a little snack or something, and think this out clearly. And once you do that and you feel your soul, hey, we put it out there. Your soul is hungry. But only you can decide when to sit down and decide what your main course is going to be. So I tell you all tonight, this has been a blessing for me, and I pray that it's been a blessing for each and every one of you. If you need us, we are here. But Lord knows this has been a blessing for those of you in the chat room, especially if you're a guest. The show will go off in about 54 seconds, but we will be continuing until we end. If you call in right now, 646-478-4726, we are ending, but if you want to hear our voices to the very end, now would be the time to call in, 646-478-4726. The show will continue. If you're in the call query, you still be able to hear us until I actually press the red button to end. But I tell you, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you tonight, all of the guests who called in, Sister Arlene, as always. Sister Arlene has become one of my biggest supporters and fans. I want to thank you so much. Your support means more to me than words could ever, ever, you know, express. And and again, Tony, it's been a blessing, like I said. You know, and you know, some people, those of us who are in that victim mentality, would say, how's she going to walk by me and not know who I was and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, girl, come on.
I'm like, let me tell you all something. Once again, don't allow your attitude to undermine your altitude. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Getting in the way. Absolutely.
Stop
you're
it.
Getting in the way.
Stop it. Because I want to tell you, you know, I didn't know, you know, I was thinking the other day, and Sister Arlene, I was talking to, we have something called the Marathon of Hope coming up in June. It's a virtual event for now, but it's a group of women. We've come together, and we're going to change the world through our stories. And it's a weekend-long event that's coming up in June. And the bottom line is, all of this, this is, I started it earlier, I said all of this is part of the Marathon of Hope. This, we'll put it on the page and let people come and hear your story yet again, because people need to hear this. And this is such a wonderful movement. The Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement is about storytelling. It's about storytelling to heal. And we're looking to touch the world. And it, what a beautiful feeling it is when you're here and we're all putting this together at ground zero. And I have such wonderful guests such as yourself. Come on. And we have such a history and a story. And that's what makes it so much more special. When you do a show like this and there's history on top of the history, because we've just made history all over again. But when there's a story behind the story, that's even better. But like I said, some people would have been, how are you not going to remember me? I remember you. You know what? I get my blessing. If I caught an attitude, we would not have had this ordained show tonight. Had I copped an attitude, been like, who she think she is? I'm a speaker too. Really? Come on, man.
Absolutely. That's
come on, man.
Maria, because I had no clue. It was so many people. And as a speaker, you know for yourself, you're one person, but so many people are coming at you at one time. After I spoke, it was just so many people coming to me, wanting me to speak at their event, wanting to purchase a book and wanting to take pictures in it. It was impossible to really be zoned in and tuned in to any one person at one time. People were walking past, you know, just like you. People walk back and forth past you all day long, you know. And I'm so glad. See, I'm so glad you brought that out, because people do that all the time. And here's the deal: you see people, you don't know what's running in the background, what that voice is saying in the background. Like you said, oh, I just walked past her. I know she saw me, and they didn't even have you on their mind. And like you said, when you step beyond that, you're like, I'm going to get in touch with her. We need to hear her story on my show. It turned out to be a very transformational opportunity and event, because I know the listeners on this program right now were moved and changed. Some perceptions were shifted. Some clarity and creativity came to the surface, and somebody's going to take some action on what they heard. And that's the free gift that I want to offer to everybody listening. I want to offer you a 30-minute coaching session, 410-298-2121, just you and I talking about where you are and where you'd like to be with your life. That's the gift, my gift to you on this call tonight, 410-298-2121.
Oh, my. Well, see, now some people have jumped off, and see, this is what happens. When you jump off early, you miss out on the blessing. So the bottom line is, if they come back and you all hear the replay, then that's what's coming. You have to let Tony, know that you heard about it here, if, especially for those of you who are coming back on the replay, because the replay is just as important as the live show.
Yes, it
is. Because there will be, you know, hundreds of people that will come back and listen to the replay from all over the world, and I love it. I simply love it. So, again, tonight, my sister, thank you so much, so much. And keep in touch. I just, you know, when I have people on the show, I just love to keep in touch with them. Some of us have forged great friendships out of it. And our paths will probably cross again in God's time. But, you know, it's been a blessing tonight, and thank you so much, so much for being here with me tonight. And you have a blessed remainder of your weekend. And
thank you, Maria. Wow. You do the same. I'm so excited. I was at an event all day. I was presenting at an event, and when I was asked to do the event, I was like, yes, I can do the event, but I have to be freed up by 9 o'clock. So I'm still sitting here in my car. I'm in my driveway. I never went in the house. I wanted to make sure it was clear because I know my family's up and it's live and there, and they're excited to see me, and I'm excited to see them, but I wanted to make sure. I'm sitting right here in the car in my driveway. I just wanted to make sure everything was quiet and clear, and I had, you know, my full attention focusing on the listeners tonight, because again, this is your defining moment.
Yes.
And I wanted to be fully here for that.
Yes.
So thank you, Maria. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my sister. Be blessed and have a wonderful remainder of your weekend and beyond. Have a God awesome, wonderful, wonderful week.
Thank you. You do the same, and I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I tell you all, my special guest tonight has been Toni Hatton. The title of her book is Don't Be Afraid, He's Preparing You. I hope you got what you needed out of this chat this evening. Lord knows I got something out of it, and I'm the host. So, for everyone, as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And as always, before we go, I just want to remind you to remember to pay it and pray it forward. And, of course, for those of you who would like to contact us, our contact number is 202-618-2556. Matter of fact, if you'd like to get the information on registration for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, text the word HOPE to 202-618-2556. You can also write to us at the Wall Foundation, Incorporated, Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Also, you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, or if you'd like to send me a private message, there's two emails. First one is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org, or healingwithmaria@yahoo.com, which is the better email address, because I don't want your message to get hung up in our corporate emails. Secondly, if you're on Facebook, join us for on the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. group, or the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group there. If you're on Google Plus, join us on the Relationship Recovery group. And if you're on Meetup, we are WOW, www.womenofwisdomandworth.com. There. And I know you heard me talk about the Wall Foundation Incorporated. It is a 501c3 IRS approved and recognized nonprofit. They do sponsor the Friday Night Faith and Praise with my co-host Tina Hobson. This the Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show, and tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. the Sunday Morning Inspiration. So again, until next time, everyone, I am your most humble, gracious, and appreciative host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator, the Shiro at your ground zero.
praying each and every one of you enough of whatever it is you need to make it through this day and beyond. So until next time, as always, going to let our music play from our new artist for this season, Tony. I'm sorry, Tori Lee. I'm still hung up on Tony Hatton being here tonight, but Tori Lee is the songstress for our new opening and closing theme song, and the title is Good Music.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Life. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye. In my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh,
thank you so much for being here tonight for Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. My special guest was Tony Hatton. She is the author of Don't Be Afraid, He's Preparing You. And for those of you who did not know, Tony made a gracious offer. If you'd like to have a free coaching session with her, simply call 410-298-2121 and let her know that you heard about her wonderful offer on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. As always, I will see you all back here at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for a Sunday morning inspiration. Until then, as always, be well, be blessed, and remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. This is C. Maria Wall wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your weekend. And I pray each and every one of you a God awesome week this week and beyond. Be well, be blessed. Good night.